Okay. What would you call a, how would you describe a person who could lift real heavy weights? What would you say about him? Say he's real?
Strong.
If an old man is still very strong and he is active and he doesn't show his age, you'd say he's still quite
active or
active. What else could you say?
Well, or something.
Okay. Or if it's a young person you're talking about, and they're always moving around, always on the go, you'd say he is very...
very active.
All right. And if it's an older lady who acts like she's 16, you'd say for her age, she's quite... or she's...
quite active.
Okay. Let's see. I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. Because I'm...
afraid.
Afraid. What could you say besides afraid?
Scared.
Okay.
Is that a...
and a person who gets afraid easily is kind of... well, let me change it. A place like a dark road along a cemetery. You say that part of the road is real
scary.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand why she's afraid. She, a long time ago, she wasn't. She didn't.
She's real nervous.
She didn't, she wasn't scared a long time ago. She didn't Would you ever say, what's the opposite of used to be? She used to be scared.
She's very brave, isn't she? No, that wouldn't.
Would you say didn't? Used to be?
Didn't. Oh, she didn't.
Do you ever say that?
Didn't used to be afraid.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that?
Well, I could, but...
well, what would you say? I don't know why she's afraid. She...
didn't used to be.
Would you ever say usedn't to? She usedn't to?
No, used to be.
Used to be.
Okay. Used to be.
Somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table and the back door unlocked, you'd say he's mighty...
careless.
Excellent. There's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
queer.
Okay. What else could you use besides queer?
Funny.
Okay, anything else?